Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shalema for Miral Bas Sara Gittel. For Miral Bas Sara Gittel, we wish her a Refu Shalema Bikarav Mamish. It's sponsored by her family. Anyone else who would like to participate in sponsorships to keep this shiurim coming, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com and for more information. We are beginning Perek Ches, the halachas of Lisha on Shabbos, the halachas of kneading on Shabbos, of Lush. Sif Aleph begins, Ein Issa Lisha Min HaTorah, there's no Torah prohibition, there's no Issa Midei Raisa of Lush, Va'af Loi Midrabanon, and not even Midrabanon, El Imkein Yismalu Shloisha Tano Emela, unless these three criteria are followed. Okay? Now, it happens to be that he says there's a star here to tell us that on Yom Tif, Lush kneading of food is permitted in any case. But on Shabbos, it's Usr. Now, in order for it to be Usr, there's three criteria necessary. Aleph, number one, Shia Arvev Shnei Chaimrim Zebezeh. You have to be mixing two things together. If you're not mixing two things together, it's not Usr. Number two, Shel Pochais Echad Min HaChaimrim Halalu Yedak Kegain Kamach. One of the two items has to be thin, like flour, if it's naturally large, right? If it's naturally large, that's ground, and you're grinding it up, or you chopped up a hard-boiled egg, or something thick, so it has to be taking an item that's naturally large or has natural thickness in it, right? That was now chopped up. That's number two. Number three, it has to be that when you combine these two different items, they now become one mixed, one thickness, what, like you're looking at one item. It doesn't matter whether it's because you're adding liquid to a solid, or one of the two things that you're mixing together has in it its own liquid, which means it has its own moisture inside it, so that when you mix it, that moisture comes out and allows the second thing to attach itself to it. Right? Because even this last case, what happens is you take the two, it becomes v'echad yavesh v'echad nozel. One's dry, one has moisture in it, and it attaches it. He says, even if something that doesn't have any moisture in it, el mitivam, but naturally it, the style of it is heim nedbokim ze beze. They attach themselves one to the other. Kegoin ha-ma'ariv dvash begvinum. Says, let's say you take honey and you take cheese and you mix it together. It becomes like one new mixture. Or you take butter and you put it by afgas cocoa, you put it into cocoa powder, right? So now the cocoa powder gets all mixed into the butter and you have like this new thing together. So that is also lush. So the three categories that you need is, number one, you have to be taking two different things, making them together. Number two, you're talking about something that's like flour or something that's naturally large, that you ground up, you chopped up in small pieces. And number two, you have to be either using a liquid or there's natural humidity in it or moisture, or the type of item is something that it becomes one. And we'll see as we go on through Perek Ches, you know, many more details of how this works itself out. Now, he also points out in the two stars, we should point out that lush is not only a prohibition with food, but even, he says, you know, with dirt, or let's say someone has powdered cement, right? The way you buy cement as a powder, right? You mix it with water and you create this new wet cement that sticks, right? That is also, and to do that on Shabbos is also an Isser of Lush. V'das if base ki Isser Lush, Lisha, kaim gam oisikain samuch sudase. Now, if you remember, by Beir we had a caveat. There was three rules to do Beir. One of them is if you do it right before the meal. So he says that does not apply over here. Doing it right before the meal will not get you off the hook for Lisha. Lisha would apply. Lush applies even right before a meal. Sev Gimel on the next page. Nimtza comes out. שמותלוי לאדם למאיך בננה עד שתהפך למעין בלילה. והוא שם ימחנה ביודס המאזריק ולא בשינה. He says, so what comes out? Right? One of the rules we said has is that it has to be two items that you're mixing together. So now let's say you take a banana and you smash it up. Now he says, gotta use the handle of the fork because we learned in the laws of Teichin how you're allowed to smash a banana. But let's say you're keeping all the rules of Teichin. But now you have a nice long banana, right? It has a certain texture to it. And you smash it up. It's a whole different mumble jumble of a mixed texture, right? So that is not lush. Right, because if you don't add any liquid or any other food, right, so then such a thing is not going to be lush. You have to make sure there's no teichin. You have to make sure there's no other lavin involved, or malachas, I should say, involved in what you're doing. But the issur of lush always requires that you're taking two separate items and you're kneading it into one. But without the kneading the two into one, it's not lush. He says, therefore, v'chein yeshem atim, therefore the ambrosia permit, lalush pirurei ma'afesh ofim kvar. Let's say you have crumbs of something that was pre-baked, and you want to mix it together without any additional liquid, that there's no lush. Shekein eino lush b'mikrim ela min echad bilvad. Since you're only taking the crumbs, and you're taking all the crumbs, you're sticking them together, you're making it into a ball, that's fine, because it's all the same crumbs. It's not two minim. He says, but for ulam gamal das hamatir me'ela, even those who permit doing this, imamafim amula beribu kedoyma, let's say you have a hamantash that fell apart. It's all crummy now. So you have mixed in this mixture of crumbs on your plate. You have crumbs from the dough part of the hamantash, and you have from the jam, the jelly part of the hamantash that's in the center, right? So now, so that he says, also lalosh reisam, that you can't take and now knead it, mix it together. Because you have the dough part, you have the jam part, you're mixing it together, that would be lush. So that you can't do. So even though you're right, before Shabbos you had one hamantash in your hand, that was one item that had the dough part, whatever you want to call it, the mezainis part, together the jam that's mixed in as one. Now when it breaks apart and falls apart, now you want to take it and make a mixture together, that could be lush. Siv dalet, k'moy kein mutter lishpech shemen, so too it's permitted to pour oil, chaymetz vinegar, or mayonnaise, al gabi yurokis on top of vegetables, k'in tapuche adama like on potatoes, v'chatuchim l'chatiches g'dayles k'sas, that were chopped up, but not the tiny pieces, that would have been, once again, a teichin problem, v'litim b'melech l'tavlan, and you want to put on it salt and spices, k'day l'hochim mehem salad. You want to make like a potato salad. So, you take the mayonnaise, you put it on the potatoes, you throw some salt on, you throw some minced onion or whatever spice, and you mix it all up. That's permitted. And we'll see in a second why. Ubedaima lokach legabi hachana salad pear, so to a fruit salad. Shekein einu, why? Shekein einu mechabres hachatiches el blilachas. Because he says when you put the mayonnaise in the potatoes and you mix it, the mayonnaise doesn't go into the potato, right? The mayonnaise surrounds the potato. You're not making it all into one item. It's not like when you take flour and water and you mix it together and now you have a new dough, right? You have salad dressing that's on salad. On lettuce. The salad dressing is sitting on the lettuce. It doesn't go into the lettuce. It doesn't become part of the lettuce. You're not getting a new mixture or a new consistency of anything. You have the mayonnaise on the potato. You have salad dressing that's on salad. It doesn't attach it to one new mixture. Okay. Then he says, Mutter lishbech dvash al gabi egoizim shlim. He says, so do you let her put honey on top of whole nuts? So to allow to mix sukkar dak, thick sukkar, afkas cocoa and cocoa, right? You're allowed to take sugar, let's say cinnamon and sugar. Let's say some people have a mixture of cinnamon and sugar that they like to have together. So you're allowed to take the cinnamon, you're allowed to take the sugar and mix it together. Because the two never become one thing, the cinnamon and sugar. It's just mixed in one cup, in one keli. It's mixed together. But it's not a new blila. It's not a new mixture. It's not a new single item. There's nothing that's going to attach it into one. There's nothing that's attaching. You take cocoa and you take sugar and you put it together. You make like, you know, you buy the hot cocoa mix. It's already mixed together very often. Let's say you buy it separately. So you take the cocoa, you take the sugar, and you mix it together. That's not a problem, because that's not doing anything. That's not doing anything to make it one item. Siv hey, aliyesh mishum isalisha, but there'll be an isser of kneading. Gam im lo yarves shnei achayim klal. There's times when you don't mix two items at all together, and you could have kneading. Elarak yishpeich echad al chaveri, just from pouring alone. Veimis arvim uvenidbakim zel zem elayim, and they attach by themselves. Whether you put the food on the liquid or the liquid on the food. And therefore, let's say you have flour. You can't put water on it and say, I'm not going to mix it together. When the water sinks in, it becomes one new dough. Right? That's what's going to happen by itself. So even if you don't do a mice of mixing, but even if you just pour the two together, that will mix by itself and create the new dough, that's asr. I'll do one more siv. Even if you put the two together before Shabbos, if it takes time for the two to sink in together and to create their new item into Shabbos itself, you'll be over on the isalosh if it got mixed together to the point of losh on Shabbos. We'll stop right here. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shleima from Miral Bas Sara Gittel by her mishpacha. We wish her Refu Shleima. To sponsor a share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor, or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Your support helps keep these shiurim going.